Okay, shalom. Everybody can please mute themselves. We are continuing in Rav Kook's Ein Ayah commentary on the Talmud in Masechet Shabbat, Daf Nun Gimel Amud Bet, that's 53.2b. And there's a very interesting and a pretty famous story here. And as you'll see, Rav Kook has something, as always, very interesting to say. The Gemara tells as follows, Tanu Rabbanan, Ma'ase be'echad shemeta ishto ve'nicha ben linok. There was a guy who, unfortunately, his wife passed away. In the olden days, it was very, very common for women to die during childbirth. And so he has this child who needs to nurse. And v'lo hayalo schar minikaliten, he didn't have money to pay a wet nurse. V'na'asa lo nes v'niftechu lo dadin kishnei dadei isha ve'niket b'no. And there was a miracle happened for this guy, and he was able to nurse his baby. That a man was able to nurse, a miracle. Amar Rav Yosef, bo ure kama gadol adam ze shenasa lo nes kaze. Imagine how special this person is, what a tzaddik. That God changed the order of nature just for him. Amar lo Abaye, adraba, kama garua adam ze shenishtanu lo sidrei bereshit. Abaye disagrees and says, this guy isn't such a tzaddik if God had to change the order of nature for him. And we see here a very clear difference of opinion, which Rav Kook isn't going to talk about tonight. He's going to talk about that next time. That the question is, what is better, the rules of nature or supernatural miracles? And everyone here is intelligent enough to realize that there is an advantage in the miracles and there are advantage in nature. Amar Rav Yehuda, bo ure kama kashim zonotav shel adam, shenishtanu alav sidrei bereshit. Rav Yehuda adds something very interesting. Hare, God could arrange for this father to find a million shekel, or to have a neighbor who has an overabundance of milk, right? Anybody can imagine a more natural way rather than having this male grow into the possibility of nursing, right? So why did Hashem do the miracle this way and not in a more natural way? Okay, so let us look at Rav Kook. He brings the Gemara, and then he writes as follows, paragraph Aleph. Hanes vehateva. Miracles and nature. Midei yotzer echad konanu. They were both created by the same creator, by the same God. Tzur kol olamim baruchu. And here Rav Kook is using the term that God is the creator of all of the worlds in the context of he created miracles, he created nature. And by God, there really is no difference. And that is the first important point. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not limited by frameworks. And therefore, for example, we spoke once, Rav Kook writes, we learned together, about the difference between Chok and Mishpat. Now, Chok is a mitzvah which we don't see the logic. Mishpat is a mitzvah which we do see the logic. But God knows the logic even of the chukim. So by God, that difference is artificial. It's really just for us. The same thing you'll see in rabbinic literature. They almost don't deal at all with the difference between mitzvot between man and God and between man, mitzvot between man and his fellow man. So the rabbis, the later day rabbis, deal with these differences to help us focus what we're talking about, to help us give certain frameworks of the life of a Jew. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God does not give so many frameworks. He doesn't need the framework. And similarly, he is not bound by nature or miracles. God does nature whenever he wants. He can make nature that answers all of the possible situations that are going to ever arise, foreseeing every bug that could ever come up. And God can also intervene and make miracles whenever he feels like it. And just like he created the world with supernatural miracles, every now and then, even 3,000 years later, when this Nebuch father has to find a way to nurse his little baby, sometimes God does miracles even for small people, not just for the world, not just for the historic nation of Israel to go down into history, that because God runs history. Sometimes, by God, that's the point here, Hashem, for him, there's no difference whether he's going to decide to run the world on any given day through nature or through miracles. Ein seder, ein siyur shel po'al asher lo chakrua chokma chesed agvura vatiferet elohit legalot behem or tuvo vadar malchuto. Hashem oversees everything. God oversees everything. And he unites everything. And so that's point number one. That God, for him, nature and miracles, there's really no difference. Paragraph bet. Ha-hitpatchut v'hadiliga. Hitpatchut literally means evolution. And those who have been learning with us for years know that in Orot HaTshuva, which is very fitting to learn now in the month of Elul, by the way, you can find a set of five pretty encompassing classes that I gave on Orot HaTshuva. You can find them under TIM, Torah in Motion. And that's a pretty good synopsis of the main points of Orot HaTshuva. So Rav Kook talks about how the world was created through evolution. And Darwin's theory, which shook the world during Rav Kook's time, Rav Kook says, well, if Hashem wants us to believe that modern science in our generation believes in evolution, so that's what he wants us to believe. But the world also of evolution also has diliga. There are leaps. And we learned in 10th grade biology that even among evolution, which shows a slow but sure evolving of survival of the fittest and of the perfection, and that's what Rav Kook writes in Orot HaTshuva, if everything is perfecting and the sports records are always improving and mankind is always improving, so the most natural thing in the world is for me to improve. But also within evolution, there are missing links. And this is what Rav Kook calls diligot, skipping, jumping a stage. And Rav Kook here is using the two terms of evolution to explain nature, which is evolution, natural process, and diliga, those jumps, the missing links. Ha'itpatchut va'diliga, ha'seder va'hamechuvan ve'hamikre. Notice that Rav Kook here is talking about the Seder. There is an order that how God runs the world. There is an order which is mechuvan, which is directed, and a order which is mikre, coincidental. Now, ironically, both of these terms have a natural aspect to it and a miraculous aspect to it. Right? The idea that something is mechuvan, that God directs something, where he programmed the computer of the world millions and millions of years ago. And so that is one aspect that God is mechaven, right? That he prepared all of the solutions ahead of time. Tzvia, can you please mute everybody? Oh. Except for me. Okay.
Okay, but then you're going to be muted, so we'll wait
okay.
a minute.
Okay, and then I'll unmute myself. Okay. Okay, so, and now I am unmuted. Do you hear me? Just motion with your hand? Yeah, okay. So, the aspect of Mechuvan also has the natural aspect to it and also the miraculous aspect. So too the idea of Mikre. Mikre is coincidental. Miracle is a coincidence in that it is not the regular natural process. But also nature seems a Mikre because, oh, this seems like a coincidence. You don't see the hand of God pulling the strings in every day, in every aspect of evolution. In other words, both evolution and miracles are both expressed in Mechuvan and Mikre. Kulam yachad nishkalim hema b'shikul da'ato shel el deyot baruchu. God knows exactly when it's better for us to run a... to run where it's better for God to run the world according to the laws of nature, and when it's better for us and for the world to have sometimes a supernatural miracle. Lotzi kli lema'ase. And sometimes this goes according to man's free will. Based on our level, sometimes it's better for us to have a supernatural miracle. If people don't believe in God, and sometimes God will do a supernatural miracle to open their eyes and say, hey, there is a God. Or you could say the opposite, that if people are not so spiritual, they will not see miracles, and it also won't help. In other words, God does not always give righteous people miracles, and unrighteous people run according to nature. Sometimes it's this, sometimes it's that. It all depends on what is the better situation. According to Rav Arya Kaplan, gives the beautiful example of that a chess master, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the chess master, and when he is playing with us, we have free will. We can move our pawns and our horses and our kings and queens wherever we want. But God counteracts that with his free will, and he is always a lot of steps ahead of us. Lafit zerem achayim vatov, to spread life and goodness in the world. Now, this idea of evolution, nature, and also skipping with the supernatural miracles, this is a main motif in the writings of Rav Kook. Let's look together, for example, regarding our period in history, source number 3. Rav Kook is writing to his student, Talmid Chaver, Rav Yaakov Moshe Charlap, in 1916, Tafresh Ayin Vav. And this is as the Balfour Declaration is about to come, and Jews are already returning to the land of Israel, and World War I is showing great potential for the Jewish people, etc., etc. And Rav Kook explains the idea that there are two tracks of Geula. One is the more natural track of redemption, and the other is a supernatural track of redemption. And we see that there are many psukim that in the Navi, in the prophets, which talk about a supernatural redemption of the Messiah flying out of the heavens in a chariot and the Beit HaMikdash crashing down miraculously. And on the other hand, we have many prophecies that talk about a natural redemption, a slow redemption, where the Jews come back one at a time, from this exile and that exile, and that is likened, the Mashiach is likened to a poor person who's riding slowly on a donkey. And the general explanation, based on the Gemara Masechet Sanhedrin, Daf Tzarichet Amud Aleph, is there is Be'ita and Achishena. Let's look at together in Source 4, Yeshayahu Perek Samech Pasuk Kavbet. Hakatan is talking about the redemption. Hakatan yele elev vatzair legoyatzum. The small nation of Israel will become a great formidable power. Ani Hashem bi'ita achishena. God says, I am the Lord. In its time, I will quicken it. So the question obviously is the redemption going to come in its time, be'ita, or is it going to come quickened? So the Gemara that I mentioned in Masechet Sanhedrin says that these are two tracks. If we all do tshuva and observe two Shabbatot, then God will bring the Geula quickly and miraculously. And if we don't, then God will bring the Geula, as we have seen over the last 140 years, little by little in a slow natural process without too many supernatural miracles. Now, according to this, and now we're getting to the main point, focus well. Apparently, the Geula of Lechatchila, the best type of redemption would be the supernatural redemption, and not the natural redemption. This is only b'di'eved if we don't do repentance and we don't deserve supernatural miracles. So that is how God is going to bring the redemption. But on that background, Rav Kook is explaining to Rav Charlap, Chalila lanu, this is an Igrota Re'iya, Siman Tavshun Nun Gimel. Chalila lanu la'ashir tateva b'mabado ha'shafel. He says, Oy vavoy, chas v'shalom, we should not. And God obviously will not leave nature in a low status. Mibli lekashro bekesher hakodesh asher l'or olam shebol tzar chayim, shebol David HaMelech Yisrael chay v'kayam. Nature is also going to be involved in the process of the redemption of David HaMelech, who, the term David HaMelech chay v'kayam, is referring to a redemption that is permanent. So if the redemption is permanent and nature is part of a permanent part of the world, obviously redemption has to be part, nature has to be part of redemption. And here comes the punchline. Lo chalishut koach huze ma sheyeshuatam shel Yisrael kima kima. The fact that God is redeeming us slowly but surely. First, the first Aliyah, and then the second Aliyah, and the third Aliyah, and the Aliyah before the Holocaust, and after the Holocaust, and the Balfour Declaration, and the War of Independence, and the Six-Day War. The fact that it's going slowly but surely, that does not show the weakness of God. Ki im gvurat gvurot. For us, where we are today, we are not on a high spiritual level that we will take advantage or benefit from a supernatural redemption. For us, it's dafka better to have a natural redemption, which shows the gvurata gvurot, the God is so powerful, so almighty, that he, you know, if you think about it, it's more complex to run a natural redemption than a supernatural redemption. A supernatural redemption, I remember, yeah, as a teenager, I have to admit, I don't have anything against science fiction, but I never enjoyed science fiction or Superman because, you know, it's not a real plot. You know, there's a plot, somebody's in danger, and then this Superman or science fiction, they invent this super-duper machine that can help me fly over space or go back or go forth in space, and that's like too supernatural. But if God wants to redeem us through nature, he has to take into account also the Germans, also the Austro-Hungary Empire, also the Turks, also the English, also the French, also the religious Jews, also the non-religious Jews, also socialism, also the economy of the world, also World War I, also World War II. And remember, man also was free will. So this God, the chess master, as if it were, has to move billions of pieces simultaneously every single minute in order to run the world. And Rav Kook is saying that is even a greater redemption. Kabiriyut el yonah makefet kol umemala et hakol. A redemption which encompasses everything, that God can foresee and deal with every bug that's going to come up. That, says Rav Kook, the slow and natural redemption is even greater. And if so, we can now look at the pshat. What is the pshat of Be'ita Achishena? the pasuk in Yeshayahu. In its time, God will hasten it. In other words, even though the basic tahalich, the basic process, is a slow and natural process, there are also hastenings, jumps, in the middle. In other words, the natural process of evolution isn't just up and down with the general direction going up, but sometimes it's a slow process and then a jump, and then a slow process and then a jump. And this is a very interesting way of Be'ita Achishena. Now, Rav Kook writes about this in a lot of different frameworks. For example, in source number 5, we don't have time to see this all inside, but this is something that we've learned before in Orot HaKodesh, volume 1, page Resh Ayin Aleph. Rav Kook talks about the difference between the Chacham and the Navi, where a prophet, Hanivuai Bali Prakim, God sometimes runs the world through prophecy. But even when there is prophecy, it doesn't come every day, every minute. It is occasional. Binvuat anvi'im shel adorot. There were generations with prophecy, and there are generations without prophecy. Chutz minvuato shel adon anvi'im, aside from Moshe Rabbeinu's, we won't get into that. Bizman ofata mitgale becholo zeruchaniyot ad shechushei habasar v'tafkidei haguf v'nefesh achiyunim mitbatlim. When a prophet gets prophecy, as we see when Shaul, King Saul, got his prophecy, he just goes crazy. And his bodily needs, they're totally thrown out of sync. And that is what prophecy is about. And there is a certain beauty in prophecy. When God revealed himself to the world, to the Jewish people at Mount Sinai, when God did supernatural miracles in Egypt and splitting the sea, etc. So there is a need for those leaps. Rav Kook says those are leaps. Nevuah, prophecy, is also a type of leap. On the other hand, the second type of leader in Am Yisrael is Chachamim, the rabbis who are more consistent. The type of intellectual and spiritual leadership, natural leadership, which does not based on leaps of prophecy, but on your regular intelligence, your regular IQ, your regular emotion. This is matmedet. This is consistent. It's constant. Where Rav Kook mentions the advantage of when Hashem runs the world through Nevi'im, as opposed to when he runs the world through Chachamim. Kavuvan yesh v'ze tzad ilui gam ken mipnei ha-shimush ha-meshutav shel ha-koach ha-sichli va-nafshi. When there is no prophecy, no leaps, but natural Torah leadership, we are partners with God, which is good for us, and it's good for our independence. God created the world for us, for man, and it involves man's intelligence and man's emotion and man's spirit. It's not just God running the show. Umipnei avsharut ha-tadirut. And also, the regular rabbinic chacham type of leadership, the more natural type of leadership, is more consistent, and it can apply in every time, in every place, in every generation. But what's the shortcoming? Aval chaser bo oto ha'oz. Prophecy blows you away. And regular natural leadership, that's evolution. So it's consistent. It's day in, day out. Tamid, tamidim kisidram, right? The most important korbanot, sacrifices in the Beit HaMikdash, is the regular daily sacrifice. That's the first sacrifice of the day, the last sacrifice of the day. That's the power of learning Daf Yomi, of learning a page, a folio of Gemara every day, and then again, and then another day, and another day, and another chapter, and another book. And so there's a certain power of the natural evolution of spirituality in the world, but also we all have to admit that we like the Six-Day War. We like the State of Israel. We like supernatural things because that there's additional power there. So, what Rav Kook is talking about in our topic is not which is better, but that they are both necessary. Let's look in, we're going to learn today from the Nazir. Rav Kook's one of his top students. The Nazir, who was the editor of Orot HaKodesh, and in his introduction to Orot HaKodesh, he focuses in on a lot of important motifs in the philosophy and the thought of Rav Kook. And he talks about, as we said, this is a major motif. This is on page 37 of his introduction. Hitpatrut v'dilugim, evolution and skips. Hitpatrut ha'itit, the slow evolution, hadragatit, step after step. Hu ha'koach ha'galgali, this is the way of the universe. This is the way of nature, that it takes things billions of years to move and to change. Hanoseh alav et kol ha'rechush ha'yoter tov shebachayim. Notice, the Nazir is foreshadowing what we're going to learn about next week, that, and what Rav Kook touched upon in his letter to Rav Karlap that we saw, that Davka, there's a reason why God runs the world 99% of the time through slow but sure nature and evolution, and not through supernatural miracles. That is better, in general. It's not easy in, easy out. But it is a slow but sure process that builds us. And we all know that slow but sure processes, those are things that stay with us forever. So there is evolution. On the other hand, v'yesh dilugim, pitomiim. God built into the world, there are certain jumps. Or like in evolution, there are these jumps that we don't know of the link between this creature and this creature. So there are certain jumps. So too in Jewish history, like we said before, the Balfour Declaration was not slow but sure. That was a jump. That was a turning point. The United Nations decision to give us the State of Israel, the War of Independence, that was a jump. The Six-Day War, probably the greatest jump. The opening of the gates of the Soviet Union. There are a lot of sudden jumps so that the process, the world, isn't just slow but sure, but it's slow but sure most of the time. Sometimes there are jumps. Yeshnam ba'alei neshamot ka'ele, she'atzad shel adliga mitgaber bayem al koach ha'itpatchut hadragatit. Also, personality-wise, there are certain people who are more dynamic. They're always changing. They're inventing new things. But is that you don't come up with a new invention, every day. Once every 10 years you come with a new invention, wow, that's a big step. V'zewa ofi ha'yisraeli, Rav Kook adds that this is the Israeli personality. If you look at Jewish history, we spoke before about prophets. The prophets were just about all Jewish. Prophecy is supernatural. That's a jump. The same thing with supernatural miracles. They're always done davka to the people of Israel. Those are jumps. Hamushpa mirayon tshuva. Here's a nice thought for the month of Elul. The month of Teshuvah, of coming closer and improving, coming closer to God. The whole idea of tshuva, that is a jump. If we don't make any conscious decisions, so our life will constantly be a growing process, slow but sure. But when Elul and Yom Kippur, the Aseret Yemei Tshuva, come around, that's an opportunity to jump, to skip to a new stage. Where am I? Where do I want to be? And that is something special to the Jewish people. There's even a question, we don't have time to get into it, whether non-Jews can even have tshuva, because tshuva is not logical, right? If I, chas v'shalom, kill a person, I can't bring him back to life. So why does tshuva work? If you chop down a tree, you can't bring it back to life. And that is the miracle. That's what the Gemara in Makot says, that they asked the wisest of men, Shlomo, what should a sinner do? And he says, well, he's going to suffer because he deserves punishment. And they ask Yechezkel, the prophet, what about sinners? He says, sinners, they are going to get punished. And then they ask Hashem, they ask God, what about sinners? And he says, well, just let them do tshuva. And they are back. Tshuva is jumping. It's not just continuing in the process where I was. Continues the Nazir, paragraph Gimel. Inyan ha-dilugim, right? If the idea of tshuva is a conscious decision to change the pace from slow but to quick, a jump in nature, like a supernatural miracle. Inyan ha-dilugim le'umat ha-itpatchut, she-yesoda klal ha-retzifut, the idea of evolution and nature and the way that God usually runs the world is the idea of retzif, continuity. He even says in English, continuity. She-kol min mitpateach mikodmo, that in creation, that every creature developed from a lower creature, from a previous creature. She-haya ganuz betocho kigarin, the previous lower creatures had like a seed in which they had the potential to develop the higher next creature. V'akol mitpateach miyesh liyesh. This is all creation of yesh miyesh. Right? Only on the first day of creation did God create yesh mi'ayin, something from nothing. Before creation, there was nothing, and then all of a sudden, there's something. But after that first big bang of creation, everything comes from something. And that brings something, and that brings something. And this is part of the world. Kol davar hu yitzirat yesh miyesh, hosifu inyan hakfitza. But then God added on to this idea of the slow evolution, the idea of miracles, of jumping, o dilugim, skipping, sheyesh min chadash nivra keyesh me'ayin. When God does a supernatural miracle, like again in our Gemara, of this man, this father, who all of a sudden was physically able to nurse his little baby, that is, like God creating the world, something from nothing. Kmo ha-katastrofot, Rav Kook says, a catastrophe, if it be an earthquake, if it bring, could be the Holocaust, all of these skip stages. Things that shake the world, those are skips. And so too, when we see a new type of creature in evolution, but we don't see the link, there's a missing link. Okay, so that's how God runs the world. Links, and sometimes leaps. V'chein larov, itpatchut v'dilugim. This is how the world runs. Sometimes evolution, and sometimes skipping. Ha'achronim, when we're talking about skipping, heim b'madrega elyona, that apparently is on a higher level, a more godly, supernatural level. Aval ha'yesod, but the basics, hu ha'itpatchut, and that's why 99% of creation is based on evolution. And world history is based on evolution. That is the yesod. That is the base. Hakoach ha-galgali, that which runs the universe. Hativi, that which runs nature. Beretzifut, the continuation. Kisiba umesuvav, the idea of one thing leads to another and leads to another. And even when we're talking about a leap, like the Balfour Declaration, well, you needed the prime minister to be in the right time in the right place, and World War I, and the Turks, and the British, and the French, and everything, San Remo, everything was Siba Umesuvav. God has puts a reason which arranges another reason. It's like cogs, where one cog moves the other, which moves the other. Shehu kmo klala konaniyut la ramchal. This is a basic in the how God runs the world in Kabbalah. Rav Moshe Chaim Lutzato writes about this, and we don't have time to get into this. Getting back to finish off our paragraph in Einaya, where were we up to? Paragraph Gimel. Anachnu mipnei ha-hergel nechalek bein nes lateva. Because man is limited to frameworks, we divide issues, we had divided occurrences into, oh, this is natural, this is supernatural. But by God, there's no such thing. And if you look objectively, what is this chalukha, this differentiation, excuse me, based on? When something is rare, that is considered a miracle. When something is common, that is considered nature. But if you think about it, and we'll talk about this more next time, what is the difference, but what's more miraculous, rain or the man, the manna, which fell to our forefathers in Egypt? If you think about it, manna was good for eating, but rainwater is even more miraculous, that we can drink it, we can launder in it, we can wash ourselves in it, we can wash the floor with it, we can use it for hydro-powering, we can... So why is rain considered natural, and manna, when it fell from heaven during those 40 years in the desert, why is that considered supernatural? If we were alive during the time of our forefathers in the desert, for us, manna and rain would be the same thing. And what Rav Kook is saying is that it really is, both are from God, and they're both artificial differentiations that we, man, use, like we saw the Nazir uses, Rav Kook uses, but when in truth, they're not real when it comes to God, because for God, nature and supernatural, it's all the same. Paragraph Dalid. Omnam horgalnu lachshov ki rak letzorach davar gadol v'kolel yasenes. We are accustomed to thinking that God will do supernatural miracles for the nation of Israel, and the 10 plagues, and splitting of the Red Sea, and Jewish history, and... On the other hand, the Baal Shem Tov, and by the way, that is the stressing of the Rambam, but the Baal Shem Tov stresses, and we mentioned in the past, that sometimes God will make an entire storm or hurricane in order to move one blade of grass closer to one worm. In other words, and that's what's happening here in our story in the Gemara, when the father does not have any money to pay for a nurse, and God gave him a supernatural miracle that all of a sudden he can nurse his child, that is not an earth-shaking historical event. That is a one-time thing for one person in one, for who knows, maybe for 1 year. And Rav Kook goes on to say, jump down to paragraph Vav, nothing is small in the world. Ki hakol gadol hu. What? To this little child whom chas v'shalom may die of hunger? That's something big. That's a spark of God. That supersedes Shabbat. That is, even a worm is something great. And this is what Rav Kook is saying. Don't think that supernatural is earth-shaking for historical events. Sometimes God will make miracles also sometimes for just even this little boy. Shezeh hazman. Notice the Gemara says that there was this man. Rav Kook says, Zeh hazman, Zeh hamakom, Zeh haish. These are the three aspects of history. And Kabbalah talks about Kedushat Zman, Kedushat Adam, and Kedushat Makom, right? That it was the right time, to the right person, in the right place, in the right situation. Ra'ui hu lipagesh b'mamad yotzeh miklal ha-seder, shelateva munhag bofin kazeh, that God decided to do a leap, which for him is no big deal. And here, Rav Kook finishes off with a beautiful chidush of a pasuk. The pasuk, which is found in Tehillim Kuf Yud Aleph, Gidolim, and see what Rav Kook does with it. Gidolim maasei Hashem drushim lechol cheftzehem. Gidolim, what is Gidolim? Great things. Nature is great, and miracles are great. Big things and small things. Gidolim Ma'asei Hashem. Ma'asei is written in the plural, the deeds of God, because the deed of nature and the deed of supernature, they're both from the same God. Dirushim lechol cheftzehem, darush. Darush means as necessary. God decides what's necessary in every single situation. Lechol cheftzehem, for the needs, even for the small needs of this little child who was just born, who needs to nurse. And we are, Rav Kook is going to continue on this next time. He has a lot more to say on the topic, but that is it for tonight. That for Hashem, there's no difference between dilugim, between leaps, and evolution. He runs it all in the right time, in the right place. The basis is nature, but leaps are also part of the way he runs the world, as we saw also in prophecy, also in Jewish history, also regarding individuals, and we'll continue more next time.